Could I pick you up on something you may have said a couple of weeks ago, which I didn't understand about light?
Okay.
Yeah, I think you just said that it would take a photon about a million years to pass from the centre of the sun outwards, but I thought the speed of light was constant.
Yes, there's a reason for saying that, Connor, and the reason is that, and in fact Brian Fulton, who's Professor of Astrophysics at York, told me that, so I know it's right. The reason is that the sun is so dense, because it's such a huge body with so much pressure in the middle, that the photon effectively behaves a bit like a gigantic game of pinball, and the photon gets bandied around all over the place and finds it very difficult to escape. So if you extrapolate back to the reaction, the fusion reaction, four hydrogen atoms fusing together to make one helium and some energy, the energy that came out was probably made at least a million years ago to make that photon, and it's just taken that long to filter its way to the surface. So if you took it to its logical conclusion, if the sun suddenly stopped all activity now, you'd still probably have a million years worth of light locked away inside.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thanks very much.
It's very reassuring if you're going to live a million years. Thanks very much.
A great program, by the way. But
thanks,
could we
Connor.
Have some more questions and answers?
Okie dokie, we'll do our
best. Thanks very much. Bye.
Thank you.